Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by UC Santa Cruz, chosen by the National Cancer Institute to launch the Cancer Genomics Hub in the quest to decode cancer. More information available at ucsc.edu.
I live three lives in one. I live as an American that desires my independence. I live as a Palestinian that holds on to my religion. And I live as a Latina who values family and togetherness. These three cultures clash. In many ways, they are very different. As an American, I like to be alone and just hear the sound of the keyboard as I communicate with my friends online. I enjoy dyeing my hair every month just to have a new look with that fresh new swag. I love going out with my friends, spending time with them at the movies, just licking my fingers all greasy from the buttery popcorn. And of course, I love to spend money. Well, what can I say? I'm an American. As a Palestinian, I love the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is when we fast from daylight to sunset every day until a month is completed. We start Ramadan by the sighting of the moon. After Ramadan is over, we have 3 days to celebrate, and it's called the Eid. During this whole month, I get back on track with my thoughts, and I recall that I need to thank God for what I have. This month reminds me of who I am, a Palestinian. As a Latina, I love to be with my family. I go to Mexico every 2 years with my parents, taking a long road trip south. It takes about 3 days to get there, and I spend the whole time just talking with my parents and siblings. When we are in Mexico, our entire family is always together, and we enjoy the little things. We go to la playa, eat carne asada, and take pictures as we listen to Arabic music in Spanish. Because I'm Mexican, even after I leave, my family always stays in touch. While these three cultures may seem like they clash, and in many ways they do, for me, they work together perfectly, and all these three cultures come together to create one life, one unique, open-minded person. From a girl with three perspectives, I'm Raba Speh Rosales.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.